one American at a time.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. We're trying to keep it that way, aren't we? A lot of people unhappy with what they're seeing these days inside of the Beltway and outside of the Beltway as well. You know, there was someone on TV that coined the phrase, might have been Anderson Cooper, but he coined a phrase I like, keeping them honest. So how do we keep them honest? The Occupy people think they're on the right track, and the track is to let their voices be heard. Other people are more cynical about that and think there's more to the movement. Regardless, it is getting bigger, and these people are really popping up across the United States, trying to become a force to be reckoned with. It is encouraging is it's not all union-driven, and you have a lot of younger people that are showing up for this because, after all, that's the future of the country. What is there for younger people who graduate from college, who are in their 20s, who are looking for, dare I say it, some kind of security, the elusive security? It used to be probably in the 70s and even part of the 80s that you could afford to have a family. You could afford to take vacations and you could afford to send kids to school even if it got a little bit tight. Certainly nothing like we're seeing today, let alone the taxes hanging onto your house, health care costs, and, you know, a plethora of other things. So who takes over in 2012? Do we have another 4 years of Obama? That's part of our little straw poll that we've been doing here on the show since other states are doing them, and they're unofficial anyway. Why not do one for America Tonight? And many of you have answered the call. I'm excited about that, ecstatic, in fact. Kane is in the lead. Not a surprise necessarily because of what he said in the last couple of weeks and the attention that he's gotten. But Kane is not on board with the Occupy folks. So, Kane says that what we should do is 999. We need a flat tax. We need 9 across the board with everything, whether we're talking about federal income taxes, etc. Fair tax, boom, that's what we need. And then we can, if we flip the numbers around, we can end up with more money in our coffers, theoretically. And people won't be weighed down with the burdens, although some are saying, I don't care how you spend those numbers. If you're talking about the income tax, if we're talking about the federal tax, we're talking about sales tax, how are we going to afford that? Regardless, he definitely cut through some of the noise in the rhetoric, and part of that is because he's a business guy. He's not a politician. In fact, he recently was doing talk shows. So Kane gets 61 of the vote here on ATN. Ron Paul, who just won another straw poll, the values some value voter summit meeting in Washington, D.C. He got 58% of our vote, and there he got 37%. Rick Perry still checks in beneath Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is 24, and Perry in our straw poll has 23. Michelle Bachmann checks in with 14. So if you want to flip those numbers or if you have any opinions on that, shoot them to us. Of course. Come on, you third shifters. You're driving home. You're fuming. You're tired of the same old, same old. Send it to me, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and you are in. Or you can throw in your change here, 800-259-5791. So Mitt Romney is still the established candidate, we'll call him, on the Republican side, and he still does show up in many of the polls as number one or neck and neck anyway with Herman Cain at this point. So the Republican candidate is now part of a new round of attacks in some campaign ads, this time from the Perry people. It's a video that they have that shows the health care plan of Romney. Remember, he was the governor of Massachusetts and had the health care plan put in place, basically. And on the screen, it says, even the richest man can't buy back his past. And it says that Romney's Romney Care plan included an individual mandate forcing every citizen in Massachusetts to buy private health care insurance. And Obamacare makes the same requirement. Of course, Romney knew this is what he has to battle, what happened with health care. And I wanted you to be able to hear his response. Here's Romney about the whole health care thing in the Perry ad.
It should be a model for other states to look at and pick and choose what they like. Someone's going to come up with something better than we did, but I would not impose a one-size-fits-all plan on the nation. But that gets changed by my opponents. People who are running against me are going to take what I've said and try and turn it to say something else. There's a little ad out there today that does that. I made it very clear when I ran our state, was asked, would your health care plan be one that you would have the whole nation adopt? And I said, no.
Yeah, see, and that's what he's saying. He's saying, listen, I was the governor of a state. I wasn't the president of the United States. It wasn't, as he's calling it, a one-size-fits-all. So he has, though, if you go back and you look at him on tape, like other politicians, I hate to tell everyone, he's changed his position on a lot of issues since he left being the governor of Massachusetts. And Perry, in running, his people naturally are going to go for the jugular. You're going to see more of that because it's not going to be all nicey-nice with the Republicans amongst themselves either. Somebody wants to emerge as the presidential candidate. So we'll see more of these and probably lots of jabs, I would think, at Mitt Romney. Hey, coming up on this hour of ATN, let me set the menu for you. We have another We Can Count. Yep, they're going fast and hard after Eric Holder, the attorney general, trying to subpoena him. They're looking for some documents. Daryl Issa, the U.S. congressman from California, is looking for some documents that are somewhere in the neighborhood of $4.75 billion in solar guarantees. That's one thing he's doing. But also, he fired back at the attorney general in a letter when they were going back and forth saying the time has come for you to come clean with the American public about what you knew about Fast and Furious, when you knew it, who's going to be held accountable for failing to shut down a program that had deadly consequences. So does Eric Holder end up slipping from his gig? I still say he's Teflon, but he is definitely sweating it. Remember Joe the Plumber? I start off here with Romney. Well, he's not running for president, but Joe the Plumber is running for Congress. You think Joe the Plumber can get elected? Yeah. Wurstbachler, that was his last name. He was a household name as just Joe the Plumber during the 2008 presidential campaign. So he's filed papers to run as a Republican in Ohio's newly drawn up District 9, where Obama scored 2/3 of the vote. I'm thinking it's going to be tough. Tough to challenge there. We Can Count next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Goodbye to the first 2 weeks of the regular season. The players and the management can't reach a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement. Oh, how sad. So the commissioner said he had no choice. David Stern announced it earlier in the day on Monday and said that the two sides are very far apart. Will they solve the problems? The league lost $300 million in the 2010-11 season, according to the commissioner. Stern is saying that last season wasn't profitable for most of the league's 30 owners who want cost-cutting help from the players. The players really aren't going down that path with them. They have a different take on some of this. What the Players Association is saying, in fact, Derek Fisher is the president. Here's a quote. He says, "We know our backs are against the wall in terms of regular season games and what those consequences will be. And other than that, they are digging in." So the battle is focusing on the owner's rejection of the players' union's call for an average $7 million player's salary in the sixth year of a new labor deal. The current salary is $5 million. One of the other big things or issues, whatever you want to call it, is a fight over a move by owners to try to get a bigger share of revenues and strengthening the salary cap. It's salary cap. You know, the last time I was thinking about this, the last time they stopped working was in 1998. Oh, well, if you're an NBA fan, looks like you're going to have to turn to another sport or something else, because at least the first weeks go down, and who knows how many after that. Good news if you've got money in the stock market, or at least theoretically it's good news. It's a good day, good way to start the week. Stocks actually went up because, you know, Europe is trying to figure out what to do with Greece and the Eurozone and all that, what ultimately they're going to do. And over the weekend, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the French President Nicolas Sarkozy said that they have a plan to get Europe's debt problems under control, and it includes recapitalizing printing money, European banks. So that's going to be put in front of the world leaders at the G20 summit in Cannes in the beginning of November. But good news makes the market turn. Optimism. The Dow Jones gained 329 points or 2.9%. The S&P was up, 3.4%. Why am I telling these numbers? It's just good if you have a 401k or just a little bit of money in the stock exchange. I say this all the time, and it is so true. Have you ever been to a craps table? People anywhere? Indian casino somewhere, perhaps? Biloxi, Mississippi, Atlantic City, Las Vegas? Stand at the craps table and you hear all the excitement and people are screaming. They're winning. They're winning money. Some of them big money. You belly up to that sidebar and you try to figure out what you're doing and the dice go flying and you're all caught up in the excitement. Before you know it, boy, the money's piling up. And then before you know it, the money is going in the opposite direction. So that's the stock market. You are standing at the craps table. Although, you need a little bit of that money. I think you diversify. It's like you got to add gold. You got to have that gold, but you got to have a few securities anyway. How about this? This is interesting news with Alawaki. Anwar Alawaki. I can barely say his name. The string all the A's together. The Justice Department memo is now circulating. The Obama administration, within their walls anyway, they're debating whether they should release the Alawaki memo. And they're making the case that the United States could legally kill him, the militant cleric who was U.S. born, and it wasn't possible to capture him alive. The memo has, I guess, all the details of all this stuff, and it's classified, but there was months of deliberations of what to do about this, because he's an American citizen, and he met the definition of a lawful target in Congress's authorization to use force against Al-Qaeda enacted after 9/11, because now there's a lot of fuel that's been thrown on top of this as to whether they acted illegally or not. The memo applies to his case and certainly not to a legal doctrine, a new one that was supposed to justify the killing of any other American believed to be a terrorist threat. And one of the people, Ron Paul, was one of the people who said he thought it was outrageous and was against the Constitution what happened there. I think with this crowd, I've gotten a mixed bag of opinions. Not a lot of people agreeing with Ron Paul on this one. A few think that killing Alawaki was a mistake. What say you? If you want to weigh in on this, please do. Shoot me an email. The questions abound. Who was he? Why did he do what he did? What was it that made him tick and made him flip to the other side? I think he was dangerous. He was dangerous because he was a movement. We talk about movements and how big they become. This was a one-man movement, really. Yes, the whole thing with Al-Qaeda. And now Al-Qaeda, of course, vowing retaliation as a result of it. But the numbers, and this is what We Can Count is about, the numbers don't lie. And, this is a guy who absolutely incited terrorists. I mean, drove them to do things. Absolutely. He was dangerous. He was beyond dangerous, I think. And so on September 30th, he was killed by a U.S. drone strike. And now if there's a memo that proves there was no other way to do this, then I think they declassify it and let's see it. Let's shut everybody up. If you definitely can connect the dots, then any of the mystery surrounding whether it should have happened or not legally would be answered. Here's a guy who lived in the United States until the age of 7. Then his family returned to Yemen. He returned to the U.S. in 91 for college, and he was there until 2002. He was an imam in California and Virginia. He interacted with three of the men who went on to become the hijackers on September 11th of 2001. He publicly condemned the attack afterwards, and then, of course, he went on to become what he was, the inciter. He recruited Abdullah Muttalib, the Nigerian man who was the underwear bomber, who was charged with trying to blow up a plane as it landed in Detroit 2 years ago on Christmas Day. He exchanged emails with the Fort Hood shooter, Major Nadal Hassan, who we know killed a dozen soldiers, or excuse me, is accused of killing a dozen soldiers in Texas and, of course, wounding others. So you tell me, was the guy more than just a bag of hot air, or, you know, was he much worse than that? I think he was much worse than that. We didn't talk about this on our last show, but it's worth mentioning here as our last story on America Tonight. A former Weezer bassist is dead at the age of 40. He died unexpectedly on Saturday, according to the band. The cause of death wasn't immediately known. They responded at 1:45, almost 2 o'clock on Saturday, to a call from the Rafaela Hotel about a guest who was supposed to check out but hadn't. They knocked on the door. They found someone unresponsive and not breathing, and it was Mickey Welsh. And he had been part of the band's 2001 Green Album release, which featured Hashpipe, and that single, of course, became one of the band's biggest hits. At one point, I think on the alternative scene, it was number 2 on the charts, on the Billboard charts. But, wow. The band says, and of course, what are they going to say when they're asked about, that they remembered him as a vital chapter to their history and a guy who never shied away from the absurd, dangerous, or strange. Yeah, there you go. You know, he was a painter before he shifted to music. He used to be a painter, liked to paint, sold a bunch of his paintings. We're going to paint different pictures on the flip side, including the latest with Eric Holder and the tug of war with many Republicans who want to see him go down for Fast and Furious.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you have haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
It's funny, huh, man? Only thinks about the... You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
We're going to get to Eric Holder's plight, connected with Fast and Furious in just a second here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing, America? You feeling okay? Tell you what, Mother Nature has a way of rocking your world sometimes when you can least afford it. When you just don't want to deal with another crisis. And you know what I'm talking about, whether it's fires, floods, pick a poison, whichever one, hurricanes, or tornadoes. In the great state of Texas, a couple of areas have been hit by tornadoes. The kind of tornadoes that swoop in unexpectedly, are there any other kind? And suddenly you find that you no longer have a house. Where there was one, it's gone. But on the other hand, you say to yourself, the house is gone, but you know what? We're okay. That tornado slammed into one of my favorite places in the state, not being from the Lone Star State, but having traveled all over it, and a place that all of you listening, if you ever travel to the state of Texas, need to see is San Antonio. There's a lot of history there. The Alamo, after all, and, of course, the Riverwalk. Nothing happened in that direction, but there was a tornado that sliced a 1.5-mile path, they say, through the southwest side of that city. So there were people that were laying around in their bed over the weekend when the windows blew out. Here's what it sounded like to some. Take a listen.
was in shock.
We started hearing popping, sounding like gunshots going off.
We knew automatically something wasn't right, so we grabbed the kids and we all ran to the hallway.
Yeah, they don't know the strength of that tornado. I saw some of the damage. This is radio. And just picture, as I always say, it looks like toothpicks in some areas. Just poof, it's done. And there's a couple of cars that are overturned and whatnot. There's roofs that were blown off and a pretty violent storm. And it seems to be that it was a tornado, and the Weather Service, National Weather Service, confirms that one touched down and it was pretty big, but the strength of it, they don't know. Boy, that would be scary. Wouldn't it be scary? It's one thing when people are talking about it and hysterical over those tornado watches and whatnot, but this was near Lackland Air Force Base, and they had a bunch of houses that were, you know, probably a dozen of them that were ripped up by that. It's very scary to think. And, of course, anything can happen to us. But, you know, you're laying in your bed. You're listening to America Tonight right now. Boom, you're not off. Next thing you know, poof, and the windows blow out, and you have no idea what's just happened. That's one thing. It's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing to have no clue about what's going to happen, what's about to descend on you, in other words. Speaking of having no clue about what's going to descend on you, I wonder if Eric Holder, the Attorney General, can fend off what's now happening with Fast and Furious, because, you know, some of the Republicans that are pushing to get to the bottom of this are not letting go. And I think the reason is this is one of those cases where there's smoke, there's fire. And I've tried to get some confirmation on some things. And, of course, nobody even outside of D.C. is saying much about it. Or they don't know a lot about the memos. But the people that are doing the investigating do, like the Government Reform Committee Chair, Daryl Issa from California, who said, listen, there's numerous statements, and we know, we've talked about it, that Eric Holder made about the op, about Fast and Furious, the gun running op. And he's saying he didn't know until May. So the deflecting blame game is over, according to the congressman, who's saying, you know, we just cannot keep going in this direction. You know, it's time to come clean. He's got to come clean about what he knew as the Attorney General. And who are we going to hold accountable for this program that killed some of our people? A border agent, customs agent, somebody else also connected to the immigration and customs. Somebody who wanted his whole life to do it, and here he was in the middle of doing that, and he was blown away by guns, sadly, that were part of a supposed sting operation where we didn't trace them anywhere. The straw man. That was the idea. Follow the straw man. Here's what I don't understand. As everybody's circling the wagons and looking for scapegoats and everything else, I mean, I just want to get back to the basic premise. You are a cog in the wheel, and you are sitting at this table, and you've seen it all. You know, you work for the ATF. You've seen some crazy, jacked-up things, from massive meth labs to who knows what else that you've uncovered when you're out there in the field. And somebody at the table suggests this idea about the guns. Not a handful of guns. We're talking AK-47s, the mother load of guns. And we're going to track the sellers and the people who buy the guns to the Mexican cartels. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do with it. Unfortunately, the weapons weren't tracked very well. And they were found at Mexican and American murder scenes, and they were traced back to the program. I mean, of course, the program is a failure. Because why? It highlighted the problem of the weapons getting into the hands of Mexican cartels. Well, didn't we all know that? Of course. It doesn't take a genius or someone with a badge to figure that out. You just read some of the things that have been reported going on in any of the major newspapers over the last 10 years, and you probably could have made that connection pretty easily. But here's the rub. Holder testified before the Judiciary Committee in May that he knew about the Fast and Furious program for just a few weeks. Just a few weeks. There are documents that show, and the Republicans are saying they've got them, that the Attorney General actually knew about the program a long time ago, at least a year before. They have him on tape, or I've seen him on tape, where he's talked about it. But he keeps denying it, that he didn't know. And the Attorney General is furious. Now, he's not just laying in the weeds, by the way. He's saying that it's irresponsible and inflammatory rhetoric. That's what he's calling it. And he's saying, I can't sit by as a Republican member of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform is suggesting that law enforcement and government employees who devote their lives to protecting our citizens be considered accessories to murder. I mean, I think it's a sad, terrible, terrible thing that happened, without a doubt. And that's why I mentioned if you were just there at the table and you're kicking around these ideas, I don't know why somebody didn't poke holes in it and think, okay, so we're tracking the straw men and we're stopping them with the guns before they get there. No, we're letting them go over, then we're hoping we don't lose track, and we're tracing them. Yeah, hundreds of them. Nah. How do you do that? Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hon, I know it's a little late. I just had to just pipe up, if you don't mind, just a minute or two.
Do it.
One of the last calls I made a short blurb, and I said somebody wanted to exhume Ronald Reagan and impeach him for... And then I didn't say what I meant about that, and that was because of Iran-Contra. And,
right.
You know, the point is, I know it's late, and this is an absolute farce that Eric Holder, now he doesn't need to step down, he needs to be arrested. My point I want to make to everybody out here, whether you believe in right to self-defense or firearms or not, is this. How much criminality are you willing to accept from our government? We had an all-time low of respect for Congress and everybody else. He's detrimental to law enforcement and everything else. Did you remember in the Post about almost a year ago now, they had that woman, that girl that was smuggling the weapons. They laid out weapons, Kate, that were, it was a freaking military arsenal that the cartels could buy for the billions of dollars that they have.
I remember.
What was the point of shipping up to 2,000, maybe as many as 10,000 military-type weapons, not military, semi-automatic AK-47s and handguns, when they can get themselves... when they're building submarines, they're up-arming their own pickup trucks and to make tanks. They don't need our weapons. You do have to look at the basic philosophical point. They did this so they could come back to the American people and say, we have to abrogate the Second Amendment, take your guns away from you, because they know something's coming down the pike. Or they're in cahoots with the State Department to let the Mexican government sue the gun dealers and to take our weapons from us. They can't get the treaties through the United Nations. They can't get the gun laws passed that they want, so they'll make up this story. Or they arm the damn cartels that would not do business with them. I know it sounds like, why would your government do this? I'm telling you, they did this. This man, I don't give a damn how far it went back. Everybody connected to it. Everybody needs to be locked up. You can't accept this. I mean, you're looking at it, you're saying, you know, why would you give them pea shooters when they have access to
to,
you know what I'm saying? There's much more to it.
Yeah, I understand. Mark, I hear you. I think they need to answer. He needs to answer. You know, before we go throw everyone in jail, let's hear the answers. Let's find out where this went and how deep this went.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
As we head for the exits here, you know, as much as we're talking about sadly burying people, there are a lot of people that are celebrating another day of living, another day above ground. That's what somebody told me when I was a kid. I was wanted to be older. He said, you know, any day's a good day above ground when you're blowing out the candles on a cake, no matter how many candles there are. So I kind of like that. It stuck with me. So, we've got a band ready to play our favorite birthday song so we can tell you about some of the famous people on our list who are celebrating another birthday.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Here's a couple that'll make you feel a little bit older. Dale Earnhardt Jr. just this week on Monday turned a year older. Do you know he's 37 years old? Ooh, I think of his father driving and sadly dying at the Daytona 500, but his son having that same skill, and of course the grandfather did as well. 37. Brett Favre. What's happened to Brett Favre? Longtime Green Bay quarterback, goes on to the Jets. Then the Vikings, and of course the infamous photo of his privates and all the nonsense that ensued from that. Can't take away his numbers, though. Back in the day, Brett Favre, he was the man. 42 years old. Tanya Tucker. That's reaching into the vault. 53 years old. Tanya Tucker. Again, she turned the page on Monday. These are all people that just started off the week that way. Celebrated her first number one hit at the age of 14. David Lee Roth from Van Halen. Remember that? He was in Van Halen from 74 to 85, then went off on his own. 56 years old. I think the best thing, though, that David Lee Roth ever did is got CBS to pay him a king's ransom to fill the shoes of Howard Stern when he left to go to Sirius. And then he flamed out in a very short amount of time. Why? Because he had a few good stories and whatnot, but he didn't know how to piece it all together. He didn't have the radio deal. He didn't have anything going on with the radio thing. And so it seemed like he was just trying to, I don't know what the word is, he was trying to just pluck things out of thin air, but not in a funny, ha-ha way. It seemed like he was struggling behind the mic. But, again, replacing Howard Stern, somebody who had done it for a very long time, knew how to stir up the controversy and whatnot. Michelle Wee, remember when she arrived on the scene so young, ready to tackle the world of golf, 22 years old. She played in her first tournament when she was 12 years old. Wow. How about this one? Artie Lang is 44 years old. He's a Mad TV guy now. And speaking of Howard Stern, he used to be his radio sidekick. Luke Perry. Boy, you have to go back into the vault there, too, into the 90s. Beverly Hills 90210, 45 years old. Joan Cusack, the brother of John, 49 years old. She's been in a ton of different things, including she was the voice of the cowgirl Jessie in Toy Story 2. Steve Young, the 49ers quarterback. Steve Young, 50 years old. How about that? 50 years old. Still looks pretty good if you see him on the set and he's doing his football thing. Moving along, if Eleanor Roosevelt were alive today, you know how old Eleanor would be, former First Lady? 127 years old. I'm just doing this for grins. These are past birthdays. Henry John Hines. Every time you struggle with your ketchup bottle, you know, you're squeezing it, killing it, pushing it, doing whatever to get it open. He was the founder of the 57 Varieties Hines Ketchup Company. Very wealthy man who spread the wealth to his family member. Teresa Hines, when her husband John Kerry was running for president. We move from birthdays to some kind of offbeat, wild, quirky, crazy, weird news, if you will. I used to call it news you can abuse. We got a bunch of crazy things for you. This from Milwaukee, talking about costumes. It is that time of year, Halloween, if you celebrate Halloween, or you at least give candy to the kids in the neighborhood who still knock on the door if you're lucky enough to have that kind of neighborhood, since now we have to have such controlled environments for these kids because it's too dangerous. So those Halloween shops are popping up all over the place, offering all kinds of costumes. You know what they think you're going to see a lot of? Angry Birds, that game that you play on your iPhone. Also, a bunch of superheroes. Maybe when we say superheroes, Captain America was a big movie. Wolverine, always a big movie. I love the Angry Birds thing, though. I think that's so cool. Also, Lady Gaga. Say people might dress up as Lady Gaga. You know, I was never one for, as a kid, dressing up fine. Are any of you that are adults into the dressing up thing? Matt, do you, if you go to a Halloween party, will you dress up? Will you go all out? Or do you just do the guy thing where you throw on a football shirt and say you're a football player and drag a helmet along with you? He's not dressing up. He's not going to dress up, I can tell. He's fled. He's like, are you kidding? Usually that's what happens. Sometimes you go to these parties and then the women are always really decked out. And I don't blame the guys. I'm with you. You know, it's just the whole dress-up thing. Yeah, it's great when you're a kid. Let's move to pumpkins, because that's what October is known for. I love pumpkins. And there's always the deal about who has the biggest pumpkin in the country and all that. And in Stillwater, Minnesota, they say that there's a guy who's broken the state record with a giant gourd that weighed 1,630 pounds. It beat the old mark that was set by 51 pounds. Boy, that's a big old pumpkin, isn't it? That is a huge pumpkin. In Stillwater, they do a big contest, and an out-of-state grower takes the $5,000 home, though, because he had one that hit 1,657 pounds. Man, that's nice to pocket $5,000 for that. This comes from Yuma, Arizona. This is a crazy story. Police say that Henry Elmer didn't go very far for beer and pizza. According to them, he robbed a bank and he used some of the stolen money at a nearby restaurant, but he was busted before he could down his couple of slices and beers. The bank that was hit was across the street from the police station. He was booked into the county jail. Hey, I think I'm going to go have a pizza and beer on the bank. Yeah. How about this from Boulder, Colorado? This is truly news you can abuse. There is a cow that probably feels pretty lucky. I guess cows have feelings, right? A pregnant cow fell through a wooden well cover in Boulder. It took firefighters and neighbors and a whole bunch of people to get the cow out, as much muscle as they could find. They looped fire hoses under the belly of the cow named Lucky and pulled her up with a crane. What's crazy is, you know, pulling up with a crane, the whole thing, a vet checked her out and said she seems to be pretty fine. There's no problem there. That the cow that fell came out of the hole okay. Road kills and cook-offs. Do you believe they have one? In West Virginia, in Marlinton, West Virginia, a 9-year-old little girl has a new title to add to her collection. She was part of the recent Roadkill Cook-Off and the Autumn Harvest Festival. Her mom says she had some reservations about entering her daughter in a Roadkill beauty contest, but she won a whole bunch of other titles and wanted to do it, so she thought it'd be pretty cool. I don't know. Would she put that on Facebook when she's an adult? At one point in my life, I was Miss Roadkill. It's probably interesting conversation, though. At some point, she'll be able to dig that one up. So maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!